AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:21, and it's time for our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. And I am joined by past Greenwich Association of Realtors President Joanne Erb and Maria Rogenberg, a board member of the GAR. Good morning, Joanne. Good morning, Maria. Welcome. How are both of you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning.
And we note that Stacey Lowe is on her honeymoon, and Brian Tunney's at a conference. All right, so we've got good bench strength though for the GAR. Tell us, Joanne. We'll start off with you. Tell us about some of the numbers for the month of September of this year.
Well, we are down in total sales, and we had 56 sales in September, and last year there were 81 in September. And I think the majority of this is because of low inventory. We do not have enough houses to sell, and the sellers still think we're in a seller's market because of the low inventory. And yet the buyers, they are seeing double the interest rate that they had last year, and they have recession fears. So they're reluctant to jump in. So between those two, we're definitely seeing a slowing of the market.
Okay, now when you take away last year 81, of course that was pandemic driven and all. But how does 50 match up with a September from say 2019 or any year before that?
It was still below that. Our numbers of houses on the market are down 22%.
Wow!
And and that is throughout Fairfield County. It's not just Greenwich.
Okay. Do we see any indication that that is going to change and more going to, there's going to be more inventory?
No, we don't. We, it's just, hypothetical, but we think it's because, many people have already sold their houses. If they were thinking of selling within a few years, they took advantage of the pandemic and put their houses on the market. And then the other is that if you are thinking of moving up, or even moving down, your interest rate is going to change so drastically, you're not going to get much for your money. So people are adding on, they're refurbishing the kitchen, bathrooms. We're not seeing a lot of movement in the market that we normally see.
Okay. Maria, offer some of your thoughts about the market. What do you think?
Okay. Well, we have, tagging on here, we have 4.22 months of supply. And that 6 months being a balanced market, and anything below that is a very strong seller's market. And anything above that, of course, is the buyer's market. And agreeing with Joanne, the reason we have fewer sales is definitely because of the inventory. But we have higher prices. Our median sale price went up to $2,100,000 from last year, which was $2,025,000. Also, properties are on the market much less, so they're 67 days is the average days on the market, as opposed to last year, which was 103 days. So, and the same goes with the condos. You had lower sales, 9 condos as opposed to 23 last year. But the median price went from $700,000 last year to $875,000 this year. And again, the days on the market dropped significantly from 170 days last year to 47 this year. So, so it's an interesting market because prices are still strong and going up. And there's a lot of demand. We just don't have a lot of inventory.
Hmm. What do you see out there, either Joanne or Maria, in terms of our realistic pricing of houses? Do they go quickly?
If they're priced realistically, they are going quickly. But you have some sellers who still think we're in the pandemic and prices, they're pricing it too high. So we are seeing reductions now that we haven't seen in a long time.
Hmm. Yeah, and and certain price points, we are still seeing multiple offers.
Probably is their perception. They're getting multiple offers there for the right price, but I guess their perception is, we're, like you said, Joanne, we're still in the pandemic, so I can offer anything I want, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And from a buyer's perspective, I guess this is better for wealthier buyers who may not have to finance as much of the house?
Absolutely. Cash buyer definitely has power because everyone's afraid of mortgages right now. They're afraid, are the banks going to start tightening? And so you have an accepted offer now with a mortgage contingency. By the time that mortgage contingency is satisfied in a month, what is going on with the rates and how are the banks going to feel?
All right, with the uncertainty in the market, and I guess, we start slowing a little bit, I guess, this time of year anyway. So do you expect really a slowing of the market toward the as we get toward the end of 2022?
Yes, I think we are going to see a slowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But it's not going to be a free fall like you see in a lot of people are. A lot of the media is saying nationally that it's going to really be a problem. But you still have a lot of demand because there are a lot of buyers out there.
Right.
Right. I'm seeing most of our buyers are still coming from New York, Brooklyn, that area where they are floating around. They're still leaving. And it may not be because of the pandemic. It's because they've just had it with New York. And they want to bring their children up here, but they're starting from a younger age, where normally they'd start looking up here when it was school age before the pandemic, and now you're seeing them even before they have children or babies, and they've decided that they want to come out here and settle before that stage where they need school.
All right. Yes, and go ahead.
The market is like 49% of the buyers are millennials. So that's a big group. So that's where the demand is really strong.
All right, ladies. All right. Well, thanks very much. And it's going to be an interesting market to watch over the next few months. Certainly have those competing things with some prices out there, but high rates. Joanne Erb, past GAR president, and Maria Rogeberg, member of the board of the Greenwich Association of Realtors. Want to thank you both for coming on this morning. Some good insights into the real estate market for the month of September. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:29.